Yes to burritos, no to Jell-O.
Welcome to Bookcast episode 20. This week I'm joined by Flame Condor.
Hello.
And Anthony.
Hi.
Yes, he's back after 2 days of no power, so we'll get straight into this podcast. And our first piece is actually about the big three, which is Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and Super Mario Galaxy. We're all pretty keen on these titles, and we've been following them since they were revealed last year at E3, and even earlier than that. Well, Nintendo Australia have recently had a media conference with some bigwigs in media outlets in Australia, and in this media conference they confirmed that Paper Mario will be coming out this year. No release date at all, so that will probably be in December the 31st. But the fate of the big three is undecided, so we still have no idea if they're coming this year. They could very well, all three of them, be pushed back to 2008. Nintendo Australia haven't basically put down on pen and paper they will be coming out this year. With any luck, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, considering the other Metroid Primes only took a month to come out after the USA, we'll probably get that this year, but the other two, it's up in the air. We have absolutely no idea what's going to happen on that front. Do either of you two have any thoughts about this? Any angry comments to make?
It's disappointing. It's not surprising. I kind of had a feeling that they were going to take the sweet time with those, but not much else we can say, really, if that's what they're going to do.
Like,
it's nice we got Strikers before America, but still, in the end, like I said, they are the big three games.
And well, when you look at it, they can only say yes to Metroid Prime 3 because the other two aren't even confirmed in the USA, but we still don't know anything about Metroid Prime, so.
Like, I think Galaxy, they could push back. I think Brawl really needs to be a worldwide release on the same day sort of thing. Just for the, like what they did with Mario Kart for the DS, just the type of game it is, that's one that if they delay that as long as Paper Mario has, what they've done with that, they're going to upset a lot more people, because there's people who are just waiting to buy a Wii for that game.
They're damaging sales.
Yeah.
People have sort of lost interest in games like LEDs.
People are still going to buy. People are still going to buy Super Smash Bros. Brawl whenever it comes out. It's not going to hinder the sales at all, but it's going to annoy a lot of hardcore gamers.
If you launch a bundle with Smash Bros. Brawl in it right before Christmas,
oh god, yeah,
you get more sales than if you decided to wait until March the next year.
Yeah. In the end, like, think of Super Smash Bros. Brawl, that's probably as important to us as Halo 3 is for the 360 fans.
For me?
We're not allowed to talk about that.
No.
We're allowed to. Spirits.
Yeah, that's probably right. Now, our next piece, the others didn't want me to actually talk about this, but I have to because it is so awesome. Recently, Ubisoft said they were going to bring quality titles to the Wii. Well, we finally have confirmation of this this quality level of theirs, and they will be bringing their Virtual Pets games to the Wii this holiday season.
Yay.
So that includes, we don't actually have which ones we have here, but I think it's dogs, cats, and horses. Ubisoft Vice President Tony Key confirmed, that the three pets titles, so it is dogs, cats,
thanks,
and horses,
Tony,
will be heading to the Wii this Christmas. But he said there are still several Wii exclusive brands, and that a new IP will be brought to the Wii sometime this year.
I don't want a new IP.
Guinea pigs.
I just want Beyond Good and Evil. I just want Beyond Good and Evil. It's not asking much. No.
So I don't think anyone cares about these games, but we've got a report on the news, so there you go.
I haven't bought an Ubisoft game for the Wii yet, and it doesn't look like I'm going to for a very
long time. Didn't you purchase Red Steel
time?
Or Rayman?
No.
Or
no.
Prince of Persia? Or
no.
What else has there been? Those two racing ones?
Monster Truck
one?
Yeah. No. I haven't bought anything, just so I was going to get Red Steel, but I decided to get Call of Duty 3 in the end, and
bad mistake.
No, Call of Duty 3 is alright.
Red
Steel
would probably be slightly better. Slightly, just...
With its four multiplayer levels.
With its four multiplayer levels, yeah, well, Call of Duty doesn't even have multiplayer, so...
Ubisoft really are, well, I think we've said it for a while, coming off as the new EA. EA have turned around, they're making good games now, like Godfather, SSX, Boogie's actually looking a little bit more interesting.
And Harry Potter in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but no, you expect them to do crap like that. But
It's got a wand.
It's got a wand, and wow. it's like free roaming, it's GTA style.
GTA Harry Potter edition.
Except you can't hot coffee with Hermione. That's not in the game at all, so...
It's kind of wrong as well. but Ubisoft they're not as bad as EA when it comes to just rehashing out game series. Like, they could... I would like them to flog a game series, but they're not going to do that with Beyond Good and Evil. They do make good games. We saw that with the Prince of Persia games, but... Then they just say, we're going to release good games, and then they release this tripe on the system. It's...
It takes time to make games. They rushed all these just
for... Yeah, well, why spend time making crap games?
Well, they've probably started on good ones, as it's going to take another year or two before they start coming out.
Having said that, E3 is just a few weeks away, so we might see some decent stuff get unveiled then.
They should bring Assassin's Creed to the Wii. That would be a system seller, I think.
Or a decent Rayman platformer.
Okay, now, earlier this week, word basically leaked out that due to Nintendo of America's move from... Where are they moving from again? San Francisco to New York or something like that? I don't know the exact facts behind it, but anyway, there were rumours that three of their key executives would be leaving the actual company due to this move. I'm not sure if there's probably still no confirmation about this, but the three executives that were rumoured to leave were Senior Director of PR Beth Llewellyn, VP of Marketing and Corporate Affairs Perrin Kaplan. That would be a huge loss because we all love her comments about how we smell. And Senior VP of Marketing and Corporate Communications, George Harrison, who just came from the Europe division, actually, I believe. I don't think there's any confirmation about this, but if these three did leave, do you think Nintendo of America would suffer greatly, or that actually
they
probably...
might leave? They don't know. Reggie came out and said something about they can't talk about what people are going to do.
They're not that bad, are they? Perrin makes one or two stupid things, but not as bad as the last Nintendo president used to make.
Well, let's assume they do leave. Do you think it will affect them in any way? Do you think it will be, you know, for the best, for the better?
It might be for the best, it might be for the worst.
Depends who they get replaced with.
Maybe they'll get Ken Katagi or whatever his name is.
They're going to clone Reggie.
Clone Reggie three times, yeah.
Yeah. Hang on, that's too much, man.
Maybe Visby will get promoted. Possibly not.
I'm not saying anything.
Let's not give anyone any ideas. Okay.
He does a good job.
Yes. That's why I said promoted. You don't get promoted for doing a bad job.
Well, you could.
Maybe Vuk will get promoted.
To what?
To VP of Marketing and Corporate Affairs. He'll be the next Perrin Kaplan.
Well, he doesn't shower, so... He's got to start.
Oh, let's hope he doesn't hear that. Okay, now, since the Virtual Console came out last year in December, a lot of gamers have been a little bit upset that we're not getting TurboGrafx games and, all games that haven't released in our region. Well, no longer, because Hudson have announced via a Japanese news source that the TurboGrafx 16 games will be heading to Australia... And presumably New Zealand, in the same area.
Woo!
This will start.
Boner Man.
Yeah, Boner Man. Boner Man and Bonk's Adventure will start coming in on July 6th. On July 6th, they'll be 600 points each. So that's good news that we're actually getting the TurboGrafx game, and we'll have 60 by the end of the year. The only problem I foresee about this is we may get less Nintendo games now. Do you think this will...
Because essentially our releases are more or less coincided with what the UK gets. So we'll still get whatever the UK gets, and then plus a few Turbo games.
How many...
Maybe even more so, because they'll be trying to catch up and give us like two or three Turbo games and than whatever Nintendo stuff we get.
How many games are there on the console?
For Turbo, or...?
Yeah.
Hang on. What, on the Virtual Console over in the UK?
More like, how many were released?
In total, that's an ask.
Was it a lot?
Turbo, I think it had a pretty good presence. Just having a look, where are we?
Well, they're getting 60 out this year, supposedly, and you wouldn't think they'd throw all, you know, put all their eggs in the one basket, so it'd have to be a decent amount.
I just want Bomberman.
I've already got it. Not to brag or nothing, but...
Yeah, well, you can't get it now.
You can't, no, just that's... We should also mention that a while ago people were exploiting a little hole in the system. You can't actually do that now, so you could get the Europe Virtual Console games, but that's not possible anymore, so this is also good for those people that missed out. Well, while Flame Conda checks how many games, we'll just jump on to the next piece, and it concerns a PC classic that's a few...
Hang on, before we do that, there's 22 Turbo games in UK right now, so they could roll them out like two or three a week, and whatever new stuff they get. Look, there's actually only two games on, and they've already got Bomberman, Splatterhouse looks cool, and so does Dragon's Curse, because it's...
We're already running out of good releases. What have we got? We got something silly this week.
Yeah, they're giving us silly ones to build up to the big ones. There's so many 64 games that, you know, could possibly be released. Yeah. It would
Donkey Kong 64.
Exactly, and then you've got maybe Banjo. Probably won't happen, but we can dream. Carmageddon, Superman.
Well, no, what do you mean? Do you mean just good games for the console, for like, overall consoles, or?
I'm just saying we're getting crappy releases every week.
Well, we've still got all the Metroid games to go. The Ninja Turtle beat-em-up games are pretty good, highly rated. Still heaps of beat-em-ups to go, like Mortal Kombat, Rest of Street Fighter. We haven't even touched RPGs really yet, so there's still lots of good stuff out
there. Yeah, all the Final Fantasy games, Square Enix decides to support the Virtual Console.
Square, they like making a buck off their old games, apparently. Still lots of, there's only one Kirby game so far. There's Super Punch-Out, Super Mario Kart for the Super NES, and then, yeah, we've only had 64 things, so there's lots more to go. We're lucky what we've got so far, Link to the Past and most of the Mario games. Do you think we'll start seeing the Mario Party games from PS4 on it?
Probably, but I don't think anyone really cares about Mario Party anymore.
Why did you bring that up? I never even considered that.
Well, there's lots of... They probably wouldn't risk it, because if you get the first one, then why bother getting the one that's on the Wii? It's essentially the same thing.
Except you can't waggle.
And Smash Brothers. When's Smash Brothers going to
come? I reckon they'll coincide. Hopefully, if they're smart, they'll... I'd hope that would coincide it with the launch of Brawl, so then, you know, you've got... You can jump from one, jump from the other, and just mess around with them both, but they probably wouldn't do that as well.
You know what'll probably happen?
They'd be worried people wouldn't buy Brawl.
Nintendo Australia will probably give us the 64 version when, you know, America gets... gets Brawl.
We gave you Smash Brothers, we didn't lie. But yeah, there's lots of stuff I could think they could bring out. Like, they should have brought out some of the old Spider-Man games when that movie came out. There's a lot of chance for them to tie stuff in with that. They could still, but you know, Sony runs Spider-Man, doesn't it? So maybe they're not doing that.
Alright, so a PC classic is coming to the DS. The game is Myst. And I believe this is basically just a straight port with some little... tweaks made just for the DS's, you know, how the touch screen and what have you. They've included a new age, which is called the Rhyme Age. And so basically, this will act just like the PC version, except with touch screen controls and a much smaller screen. No release date on this so far. Except.
Has anyone played the first Myst?
I think I gave the first Myst about 5 minutes before I was so bored I just had to run away.
Same.
What is it? It's a...
It's a touch... it's like that Monkey puzzle Island adventure. Kind of genre adventure.
Monkey Island is brilliant, okay? Don't you go... Like, that's what they should do. Bring on the LucasArts adventure games to the DS.
Or the Virtual Console.
It's a kind of point-and-click puzzle-solving thing.
It is, yeah.
If anyone from LucasArts is listening, bring Monkey Island to the world.
They're definitely listening. Everyone listens to this.
Who wouldn't?
6 billion. It's us. The 6 billion people on this planet are listening to us right now, even though it's not available
most
yet.
Most of them French and South Korean.
No, let's not get into that again. Okay.
I'm gonna shut up now.
Now, a lot of people would probably know by now, Mario Kart DS has become basically a hacker haven, where people are, you know, able to get exploit and they, you know, get boosts and finish a lap in 5 seconds.
Really?
Well, Pokemon isn't exactly on its way to doing that, but there are some exploits and some ways you can hack that game to get all the Pokemon and all shinies, etc. There's a rumor circulating that Nintendo will start banning people using Action Replay cheats on their Pokemon Diamond and Pearl game.
Okay, now I just wonder, like this, is this at like the Pokemon events coming up, or is this actually online? Like, will they, if you're trading, or
this is online,
battling someone, so they'll be able to detect when you're using a.
Well, how do they detect replay. It?
Yeah, that's a. Like, I can understand. Like, I know they can pick them up when you're doing them at the Poker Tours or whatever. That's completely understandable. Someone's cheating there, fine. But how are they gonna? Yeah, pick it up on the Wi-Fi connection.
When you're using Action Replay, does it have kind of like a save feature? So once you've used the code, say if you got catch all 493 Pokemon, they will stay on your card?
Well, in the end, you shouldn't be able to have all 493, even if you're in Japan, because three of the Pokemon haven't been released yet. So that's probably a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
I also got an idea. When I was hacking my... and eventually, you know, wrecked my save game and stopped playing Pokemon altogether, I noticed that when I cheated by doing a cheat which says all Pokemon you catch are, you know, Mewtwo's, for example, and you go to a place where you normally catch a Pidgey, catch him and he's a Mewtwo, save it and whatever, I noticed when you...
It'll say location, won't it?
When I transferred it to Stadium... It turned back into a Pidgey.
Did it have the stats of a Mewtwo? Because that'd be a pretty cool Pidgey.
No, he turned back into a level 5 Pidgey, even though we had turned him into a level 100 Mewtwo with 4 recovers.
What?
And,
so that's probably one way to find out then, Revolution.
Well, we had a theory that there's more than one spot where it says what kind of Pokemon it is and what's going on. Some kind of way of verifying it, so maybe they detect that.
Yeah, and it's like the same with the all, like, if someone's got all shinies, they're either the luckiest person around, or they've been cheating. Like, I'm sure there are like, little electronic signatures that an Action Replay would leave that it's been on there, and Nintendo's probably clued onto.
Yeah, they'd need to log all the battles or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's the only thing, just how they can pick up.
Well, it is, after all...
Unless there is more to the online than we know about that they haven't rolled out yet.
Yeah.
It is, after all, just a rumour, so there's no confirmation about this. I'm not even sure where it came from, but it ended up on our main page, so look, has to know something. All right, now...
Is the hacking really that bad on Metroid and...
Did you shoot people in Metroid and I don't see them dying, and then I'm dead.
Actually, because you're just bad.
Actually, I've heard about people hacking Tetris as well, so...
What's the point in hacking Tetris?
I know, what's the point of hacking a game to begin with? If you need to hack, well, good for you, you've won by cheating, that's no real skill in that at all.
Okay, now...
But that's the way some
people... Well, some people enjoy it, but I don't get it, what's the point in doing it in Tetris?
I don't mind cheating I'll admit I used the cheats to finish StarCraft just because I wanted to see how the story, and it's... I don't nothing against if you're playing on your own... Can't be bothered finishing it, but if you're playing against someone else and you have to start cheating, that's when it gets real low. So
it depends on what kind of cheating we're talking about, though, because there's nothing more fun than putting no gravity on Counter-Strike and making everyone float up to the air and then shoot them.
No, hacks like that are fine, but then when you've got, okay, I've got God mode, no one else does, no one can kill me, oh look, I've killed everyone.
Yep.
That's completely pointless, but setting it so that all weapons, horseshoes or something, I don't know, whatever.
Horseshoes?
Dagger horseshoes.
I don't know, first thing
throw
that came
some,
to
throw
my
some
head.
Horseshoes at your enemies and poke their eyes out.
Or if you like hacking, if you're playing, turn everyone into monkeys or something, like from,
Well, the kinds of people who do hack, you can't really just say to them, oh, you're wrecking it, what's the point? Because they enjoy doing it.
Because it's a different mindset, so I don't know, but that's just what I think.
Okay, now our next, and I think the last bit of news, we'll probably get a bit of discussion, actually, because we finally have confirmation about the Smash Brothers Brawl controller schemes. It's not one, it's not two, there's not three control schemes, there's actually four. You can use the Wiimote by itself, the Wiimote with the nunchuck, the classic controller, and the GameCube controller. Now, this was...
It's going to be eight player.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm just lying.
Yeah, don't give us false hopes. Now, this was
with the four GameCubes plugged in and four Wiimotes.
Could you somehow?
It's hard enough to pay attention.
It's actually going to be 12 player because you could have the Wiimotes, the classic controllers plugged into the Wiimotes, and the GameCube controllers plugged into the Wii.
So you're just being silly.
Now you could have 12 player. Awesome. Okay.
You can have more. You can have people operating with their brain. Yeah.
This was told to us through the Smash Bros. Dojo website. Now, when it comes to the actual setup of the controllers and how you're going to be able to use the Wiimote better than, say, the GameCube controller, we were told when it comes to controllers, there are pretty much four different types. I guess I have no choice but implement them all. And that's not the quote I wanted. But he ended up going, I may, if there's time, tell you how these actually work. So that's just a little cock tease from... A little bit of a cock tease from Nintendo. But it'll be interesting to see how they get, say, the Wiimote to work as well as, say, the Wiimote and Nunchuck.
I think you could, because like, all you need is you got your directional pad, A, B, and then possibly the trigger underneath. Trigger underneath for doing the smash Uber attack.
Have you tried, really? Though? Have you hold the remote like that and tried to press the B? It's not very user-friendly.
Well, they're not the B, the A.
You just need one and two, don't you?
Well, no, because you got your attack, your jump, block, grab.
Oh, your block.
That would be pretty hard, and then smash attack. And the Wiimote nunchuck might work well, but I think a lot of people are going to be going to the GameCube.
Well, I think there's like a lot of the serious players, the more competitive ones, they'll go GameCube controller just because you can see stick.
I'm listening to them whine about you won't be able to do.
You won't be able to. Yeah, they'll see stick or. But I've tried the see stick and it's I can't ever get it to work. I must be no good. So I think I'll end up going the Wiimote.
See stick.
I reckon Wiimote plus nunchuck would work fine.
Yeah.
Because you've got enough buttons to do everything. You've got
the Z, the C, the B, the A, and to an extent you can use the D-pad.
Yeah, D-pad. So there's plenty you can do on it. In the end, Smash Bros. Doesn't need a lot of buttons. It's not the most in-depth, like, I think Street Fighter 2 would have needed more buttons than it.
But yeah, we'll see how this ends up turning out. Hopefully it'll actually be, the Wiimote will actually be useful and it won't just be a dud. But no, we'll have to wait and find out. So
it's really good update, news though. Because before they said they were just going to use the classic controller.
Yeah.
It's good thing they swapped their minds.
What they're doing, they're making it accessible to everyone. So
if you bought a classic controller just to play Smash Bros, huh? Joke's on you.
I bought one to play Super NES games, actually.
Well, joke's not on you then. Okay. And other updates on the Smash Bros. Dojo website was the Yoshi ending tune. Just about a 50 seconds segment there. Pikachu and Kirby.
Yay, Kirby!
Massive updates on those two. Kirby hasn't changed at all from the other games. In fact,
good. He's the best character.
I think Kirby looks paler, so not getting much sunlight recently.
He's on a cloud. How can he not get a lot of sunlight?
He's a cloud.
He lives on a cloud.
He lives on a cloud. Well, he's paler than.
Well, isn't that what it is? Maybe it's cold there.
He's paler than the other games, so something's
it's cold. He's been
it's
eaten.
A cloud. It's high up there. It's eating ice cream.
Well, all clouds is rain, so who knows? Is water. Anyway, yes, and the other one is Pokeballs. We got a bit of an update on those and some new Pokemon that will be in it. I don't remember
Did anyone do that? Just Krygor? Did anyone just do that? Just turn off all other items but Pokeballs and just have random...
Oh, once or twice.
Yeah, we all did it.
Gets a bit silly when you've got Scythers and Bees and everything coming from... and Snorlaxes.
Having said that, everything they've said so far is kind of like, oh, yeah, we knew Pokeballs were going to be there. We knew Kirby and Pikachu were going to be there. Tell us something we don't know.
There was an update on how to recover. Did we know that was going to be there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, they were absolutely...
What was it?
Except for the controller
scheme.
Pick
up a heart.
Oh,
no,
never.
No. Recover was if you get kicked off the edge of a map, you can jump up and use
just
up there.
Just go Kirby and just keep jumping upwards and fly back in. And then turn into a rock and squash.
Or be a Jigglypuff and just sing to your death.
As far
they
as...
better not get rid of Jigglypuff. I'll be so gutted if they get rid of it.
As far as new information goes, the controller schemes was probably the only unknown and big update on the Smash Bros. Brawl Watch there.
I don't know, but I want to see...
They're doing this until the game comes out. They're doing this until the game comes out, so...
Yeah, so we can almost expect them to do each individual Pokemon that's in the Pokeballs.
They're going to save a lot of it for E3.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they'll have E3 a playable demo there, but we'll know very shortly. It's only under a month now to go before E3, so about a month, I think.
It was funny, like, I was just like with E3 last year, they really should have, because with the trailer for Brawl, they didn't even unveil it at the conference Reggie was doing. They just had it on the floor the next day and someone noticed it.
Yeah, they did it under the radar, and if you go to YouTube, you can actually get the impression, that like the audience, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, I guess...
Surprise?
No, you could say surprise, but anyway, you can hear what the audience sound like, and... it's almost as funny as the unveiling of Zelda in 2004.
I remember seeing that.
That was
the first
classic.
Time, and it's like, no way.
I didn't even recognize it as Zelda.
Yeah, because the music wasn't even Zelda, and then you sort of see the horse, and you're like, what the... You're kidding.
And then there's Link waking, and you're like, oh, what have they done?
Yeah, I was just clearing out some hard drive space I found I had last year's E3 conference on my hard drive. Just watching this, thinking how cool it would have been right at the end of that they had have unveiled like the Smash Brothers thing just for the sake of it. The crowd would have gone mental. They would have like they already won hands down last year as far as presentations go, but they had have had that. They would have like
there would have been riots,
consecutive
there
heart attacks throughout the crowd.
Microsoft or Sony could have done to counter it.
The Halo 3.
Nah,
was
no,
pretty big. I mentioned Halo 3. Oh damn.
No Snake
like,
in
yeah,
Smash
Snake
Brothers.
Yeah, Snake at the ending because like. People would be getting ready to leave when it's gone black, and then they'll just see that, and it's like, what?
I wonder how many people thought a Snake game on the Wii until then it's the, yeah, did the Smash Bros. Thing.
It could happen.
It won't, though.
Not for a while.
Not unless the Wii gets a hard drive and new more RAM. And
I've still got to play the GameCube one.
I think that about wraps up the news for this week. Releases this week, FlameConda.
Okay, the virtual console release has just gone, as we mentioned, two stellar NES games. One that made Ninja Catfish really happy, Adventures of Lolo, and Balloon Flight. Balloon Flight's not too bad. I remember playing it on Animal Crossing and the GameCube. Not too bad. A little bit of fun. Two NES games, and 500 points each.
Is Balloon Flight the one where you're attached to three balloons and you've just got to fly through obstacles?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a mode. Then there's a mode that's a ripoff of an old game, an Atari arcade game called Joust, which you're flying like semi-flying ostriches thing with lances, and makes no sense at all.
Fair enough.
Not too bad. Okay, and now on to the releases for the coming week, brought to you by easygames.com.au. Mario Strikers promo still on, right?
Till the 20th of June, so if you want to pick up Strikers for $84.95,
if something
like that.
If you don't already have it,
you can get it from Easy Games for $85, which is
now
the cheapest.
North America still doesn't have it.
Ha ha.
$85 is now the cheapest option because JB Hi-Fi is now $95 and EB's now $99, so that's definitely.
So JB Hi-Fi don't have their sale on anymore.
We had an informant ring up them just today, and they said it's now $95. An informant, if she wants to be mentioned, is Sharpie, so now she's going to be famous. So there you go.
She wasn't already. Isn't she like
the only
Australian
female
Nintendo
member of our website? Yes.
No, she
isn't. Mel. What about Mel and Poppy?
They don't count.
Poopy and Pico.
Sharpie was the first, the original.
Pika Master, Pants.
Exactly.
Toadette.
I'm going to have all the Voot girls.
We won't go into Toadette, weren't really sure. Okay.
All the Voot girls are going to want to come
here. I'm shutting up.
Toadette was a man.
Okay. Oh, God. Now, didn't she actually say towards the end, internet, don't only see a picture, even though you're not sure. Okay, for DS this week...
None of our listeners have any idea what we're talking about. Not well, yeah, not half of them, at least. the car listeners.
Just move on!
Radio listeners.
For the DS on the 14th, didn't know this was out this week, might have to look into it. Don't, not like I have enough crap to play anyway. Settlers 2, 10th anniversary. Settlers 2, brilliant game for the PC. Really would be worth checking out.
What's Touchmaster?
It's dodgy sounding
game.
It's that Japanese touch game of the witches, I think.
No.
Maybe, not quite, no. Hopefully we'll get that, though.
What's wrong with you?
And Trion Cube. This week for the Wii, Mortal Kombat Armageddon, probably worth looking at for that. And Legend of the Dragon. I'm pretty sure that's a game about a dragon and legend of it.
Could be, yeah, very... very epic.
And on the 15th, I'm not sure, is the movie out this week? Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
I can have a look for you. I think it might be, though. Sounds about right.
Are you really interested in that witch game?
It's going to be done. Oh, who isn't? You get to touch 14-year-old girls to see if they're witches. I mean, that's the best idea that's come out of Japan since...
I can't find anything on Touchmaster and Wikipedia. All
what's a good idea that's come out of Japan recently?
Pokemon?
Yes, it's probably as good as that.
Hang on, here we go. Touchmaster DS. Oh, this is the best Wikipedia page ever. Touchmaster DS is a video game created by Midway for Nintendo DS. It supports Nintendo Wi-Fi connection and is due on release on June 11th in North America.
Okay.
That's it. That's clears it up all. Oh, it's this party game.
That's mini today, game June 11th.
It's a mini game. Avoid.
Fantastic Four 2 Rise of the Silver Surfer is the 21st of June it opens, so the game comes out a week before.
Okay.
If we got our calendar right.
What's Tonker of the Week?
Tonker of the Week, just because Spirit seems to be going nanas over at Touchmaster.
I don't think it's the right game, though, so I don't know if it deserves Tonker.
What the hell is Code Like Oko?
Let's give it to Armageddon. It's a good game.
No way. No, we don't give it to good games. Give it to crap games.
Yes, but we do.
Okay, well, if you are looking out for good games, I'd say Settlers 2 and Mortal Kombat definitely be worth a look in. But yeah, at this stage, just because I have no idea what it is, Touchmaster's Tonker.
Alright.
We think Armageddon is a good game. Has anyone played it?
I've played it on the PS2. It's decent.
Probably good for a Mortal Kombat game.
How would you, did you play any of the last Mortal Kombat game I played, where I think was it 4 or something, on 64? Anyone played that, or was it just me?
I played, one
last
of the
one was probably
ones.
GameCube.
They've got the ones where they got the two different fighting styles. They're all right, but, you know, Soul Calibur's way better.
Soul Calibur's godly.
And bargains, cue the music. Flame Condor, and bargains for this week. Then, Anthony, what bargains do we have this week that are worth mentioning again?
Starting Wednesday at Target, they've got 40% off interactive games, and they've got SSX, Blur, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Blazing Angels, Prince of Persia, Ice Age 2, and GT Pro, all at $60, which is pretty good. You'll have to go to Target to see what else they've got. And at Big W, they've got 40% off all Wii games released before May 30. So... that pretty much excludes Strikers, but everything else you'd be able to get 40% off, which is good. And if you're after a console and not a bundle, you can get just Wii and Wii Sports for $348 at Big W. So if you're after some Wii games, wait until Wednesday and go to either Big W or Target.
You know, I gotta say, I wish there was a site online, this one site where I could see all these bargains in one easy place.
That's,
do you know of
that's
anything
the best
like that
segue
all,
ever.
You
know,
no,
I have
sites?
No idea. It'd be awesome if there was one. Anthony, do you know anyone?
Have you
or...
heard of anything like that?
I guess not.
Okay,
you wouldn't want to let an opportunity slide, but I guess you don't know anything.
Hang on, here's one. Economical Gamer, what's that? Oh, I must have to click on that. No, this looks crap. Okay, what do
I do? Oh,
come on!
Guess he doesn't want to actually
plug
his website there. Fair enough. And, of course, the EB sales are still going on at the moment. You can get $30 off a few Wii games and a lot of DS
games. They sell... Oh, EB, I thought you said Harvey Norman.
No, EB. Harvey Norman don't have Wii games, do they?
No.
Wii's the devil at Harvey Norman. And you can get some cheap DS games as well. And if you're interested, there's other games for other consoles. But yes, I've been bad. Okay, now we're into games played this week. And we have pretty much only one to talk about, which is Mario Strikers Charge Football, which came out on Thursday in Australia and earlier for a few people.
Lots of talk about that.
So we'll start with the single player, I guess, because the Wi-Fi is going to be the big aspect of it all that everyone wants to
know
about.
Single player is
okay, but you wouldn't buy the game just for single player. There's only three cups, of which the first cup is easy as peasy. Is that the saying? I don't know. Easy peasy. And then you get up to the next cup, which is crystal, and the difficulty just jumps up through the roof. Mm.
You get all the way to the last knockout match, and if you lose, you got to start a cup all over again. Of course,
not technically. You can.
We're not telling people how to cheat.
It's not cheating because it's single player. You can't cheat in single player. Remember?
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
what a lot of people have been doing on a game FAQs is if you have an SD card, make a backup of the save, and then always load up from that save. So if you do lose...
It seems like more effort than actually playing for the cup again, obviously.
No, it's not.
it takes like 2 minutes to do that compared to 2 hours to get up to...
2 minutes, I could be having fun playing...
It takes 3 minutes to do a match,
strikers.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't go into sudden death, yeah.
But it's stupid and, you know, I've just been playing online.
There's also a challenge mode. There's 12 challenges where you can get some character cards. So that's, if you're bored, that's worth a look at as well. There's two multiplayer modes. You've got local.
Do those character cards? Do they affect Wi-Fi stuff at all?
They don't.
Because one of them disables Mega Strike. So that'd be brilliant.
That's only.
Oh,
in...
you can play them in friends. You can use in the challenge mode. You can unlock cheats. And I don't know what they are. I haven't even looked at them.
Well, there's one, as I said, that disables Mega Strikes, which some people might find that appealing.
I think that's only in local play. I haven't actually checked
no,
it with the friends
No, you can do it
games.
Online with friendlies. If you're okay. playing with people on your friends list, you can play with cheats on.
Are they all available right from the start, though? Because everything else, like all the characters and all the levels, are available on Wi-Fi. I think they would be.
No, I don't think the cheats are, no. One thing.
Well, we'll
one
investigate
thing to point out,
that. We'll
the manual does. The manual says that you can't play people with NTSC consoles, even with their friend codes. And since
we haven't been able to test this out yet, so
yeah, because North America don't have the game yet. But it says in the manual that if we want to play people in Europe, we can use friend codes, but we can't play people from Japan or anywhere where they've got NTSC consoles.
Really? Isn't that sort of contradicting what we were told?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well,
but it says
well,
in the manual.
America doesn't get it till July or so, so we have to wait till then to find out.
Now, since we've kind of gone over to the Wi-Fi talk, we'll just briefly tell them how it's set up. You have, friend matches, which you can set up by inviting friends that are online. Now, what I have noticed, it's not really that robust, whereas, say, I'm going to have to mention Xbox here for a minute, but say if someone's playing Halo 3 beta and you want to play a game of Ghost Recon 2, you can send them an invite in the middle of their game and they can accept it after they're finished or during the game. In this, you can only send them an invite if they're, you know, in the lobby just standing idle waiting for someone to give them an invite. You can't actually invite them while they're playing a game. But you've got the friends and...
But at least you can see them online.
You can see them online.
What an age we live in.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, compared to the DS, like, you couldn't really see who was online with Mario Kart unless you're all sitting around MSN just saying, are you connecting? I can't see you. You sure you're connecting?
Yeah, well, on the plus side, you don't get called into conversations when you're playing Ghost Recon Spirit.
You're sorry, what?
Weren't you playing Xbox Live last night when I invited
yes,
you to play
Yes, that's just because I was signed into MSN. That's a silly idea from Microsoft. I don't know what they were doing. I get these messages and people are like, what are you doing, a NetBand till Wednesday? No, that's the Xbox. It's slow. It doesn't update. I've had a reply to at least 10 people that are going, what are you netbanning? Why are you netbanning? It's annoying.
It's funny when people do that. I'm netbanning.
Now, with the friends, unfortunately, there are friend codes, which everyone knows about. It's me specific, so for every me you go online with, they'll have a different friend code. We're still not sure if it's universal though. So in
no, it's not. I don't think it's universal.
So that code's not going to be permanently attached.
No, I've prepared something in case this topic came up. I've got an audio clip from a video.
Something Copper prepared earlier.
Yeah, about 2 months ago.
This is a bit of a shock because we don't usually prepare beforehand. So.
Yes, we do. It's called the 3 hours you wait for everyone else to show up for the podcast.
It's with Junks France, and they're interviewing someone who is on the Strikers team, talking about Wi-Fi, and he says Mario Strikers has its own system. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, go for your life.
So I think there's a big discussion about the friend list. Mm-hmm. You have a friend code that are different from. You have your Wii friend list, mm-hmm. and when you play Mario Striker, you also have a new, you need to have a new list.
That's correct. Yeah, the software has its own friends system, so when you go inside Mario Striker's Charge, you have unique friends for each of the online profiles specific to that.
You didn't have the choice to make it?
It didn't. Unfortunately, to create multiple profiles within Mario Strikers Charge, it needed to have its own system.
Because you're using the Mii?
Correct,
yeah. But not the friend list?
No, not the friend list. It had to be part of the challenge when you work with the online design for the first time is there's new things that both Nintendo and us are discovering as we're building the mode. And while we bring the Miis in, we just had to create an additional friends list for each of the Miis, which is okay because you have control over your social network, and at the end of the day, as long as you have the friends that you want to play against, that's the most important thing, and people can have that with Strikers Charged.
Yeah, so could we, going by that...
But he wasn't really asking about if the Miis had their own list and they're the same on each game. He wasn't asking that, but when he says it has its own system...
Yeah, well, Strikers has its own system. It's pretty much saying other games won't carry over in other games.
Having said that, one thing with the Wii that's different with the DS friend code system is the way they can update the software in that, so they could make something, they could record, like, this is your Mii, this is his, he's got his own friend code. If you want to play anyone else from Never Games, just put this in. Like, it won't apply for Strikers, but it might apply to future games down the road. It's probably, in the end, it probably would be the best middle ground they could to have. People could have their own profiles,
but
have a code that's not attached to the Wii itself.
There's not really that enough digits for in Mario Strikers anyway. There's only 12 digits, whereas with the Wii console, you've got 16 digits.
But no, you know what I mean, though. Just the codes attached to the Mii.
They could.
Sort of thing, so.
They could patch it, I guess.
Yeah, it's something that Nintendo really should look at doing, because I know it's their first... it's not really their first attempt. They had that excuse of the DS. They should have taken the criticism that they got on board of that. But, I don't know, it'd be interesting, like, what's the next one that's due out? Revolution, I'm probably not going to count either.
Revolution doesn't count, because that uses the DS Wi-Fi connection, I believe.
But, yeah, I think, like, Battalion Wars, some weird little war game people may have heard of, that's the next online game, isn't it?
It is. We're not sure if it's going to be Mii specific in that one though. So, in that audio bit you just played earlier, he did mention the Wii system's friends code. So maybe if games don't use the Miis, then the friends list will be built on that code. So,
what's the point of the Mii of the Wii friend code then if that's not what it's for?
So you can send photos to people.
Wow, I can do that over MSN anyway.
Anyway, going back to Mario.
Photos I sent you?
Sorry?
I've been sending LED photos to you.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have to look.
Okay, going back to Mario Strikers though. So you got your friends and you can play one person at a time or with a guest. Then you've also got ranked games which you can play by yourself or with a friend. Against someone else or someone with a friend on the one Wii, so you can't play four people on four Wiis. You can only play.
I was wondering about that. When it says ranked, will it find someone who else was searching who is nearest to you on level? Or
we were talking about this
anyone?
Last night, and we don't know.
Ranked.
I think yeah. Spirit things no.
Ranked is a bit of a mixed bag because at times it will. I reckon if someone's searching that is a similar level to you, it will grab them out and pair you up. But if you're searching while there's 17 level 800, sorry, searching as well, it'll just pick one of those out and team you up.
Good, because they're nearer to me than other people, so I would rather play one of the level 800s.
But it occasionally tries to group up. Sorry, that's my phone ringing.
Yes.
Hopefully it will stop shortly. And I forgot what I was talking about. And it's finished. And
where were we?
We're talking about who cares?
Strike.
Ranked.
Yeah, there are two leaderboards, one for daily and one for weekly. So even if you're a cheater and you like to whore and get lots of stats, or if you like to quit, in Mario Strikers, if you reset your console or turn it off or something, you'll get a lose. But apparently, if you disconnect, you don't. So if you turn your router off, you don't get any losers. First of all, it's stupid doing it because you still get a point for losing and points
for goals scored as well.
Yeah, so you'll get lots of points if you don't quit. And
the only time I can validate disconnecting is when it's on a really bad connection. You can't really sort of react well enough because it's... But when it's on one star, which I've had once, and
yeah,
it's just shocking.
I've done that.
Concerning the leaderboards, there is one minor little problem with it. It only has leaderboards per season. There's no collective leaderboard of total wins and total losses. That's only dedicated to the me bit.
That's what I was saying. If you're a stat whore, there's no point in cheating. In a week's time, it'll all just be gone.
Well, the leaderboard changes every week.
It gets basically cleared.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you went on now and won about 20 games in a row, you'd probably be number one in Australia.
Yeah, resetted this morning.
If I can win one game, I'll be happy. other than that, so far, how have you guys found the game?
Yeah,
so
as far as the game goes, now that we've got all the
technical
stuff aside, it was quite a surprising game. I wasn't expecting much from it because the original didn't get that high of praise, did it? It had a small fan base.
I saw a lot of people say it's a good game, it could be better, and reading the reviews on it, they said it's better. They've really worked on what everyone said. They've toned down the Mega Strikes. I love the look of the game. I reckon it looks brilliant. I love the whole lot. It just feels a lot more dirtier than a normal Mario game.
Nice little intro songs as well for each character, especially Luigi. Luigi has the little Mexican tune going on. So
I like Wario's. It just suits him in Falling Down.
There are a few little issues with the game, though. Everyone goes Yoshi because of his tongue. His little tongue attack.
Donkey Kong.
I don't see most people going for Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's awesome. Donkey Kong's the best character. There's been a few problems with a Hammer Bros trick that Anthony's been suffering from. We won't say
I haven't
say
been suffering
it.
From it.
Vuk has been.
I've been telling people about it, though, just saying it's there and eventually people are going to spam it. Everyone's like, is it as bad as snaking? Oh no, it's breaking. Oh no, but it's nowhere near the level of snaking.
It can be beaten. I'm like snaking.
Do you even know what I'm talking about, Flame?
Yeah, you were telling me before.
Okay.
I've seen it once or twice where they keep dropping the hammer down and whenever they can they shoot. Oh, whatever. Anyone's got the game would have figured it out by now.
It's more effective to pass the ball around to your Hammer Bro and then kick it on white because that's always a death.
Like, the Hammer Bro's a great kicker, so
well that's
I
how
I hate doing. I never get a chance to do power up shots, so I just have to keep.
Well, that's the point of the trick. You don't even finish the charge. You just charge and then attack as soon as someone comes to tackle you. You bait people into doing it, and there are a lot of noobs out there. It's very easy to do, and it's a guaranteed goal if you give it a go. It's cheap.
There'll be a way to counter it.
There is, of course. You just fire an item.
But the problem with that is you must have an item, or else you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
You can run in and try and tackle them, but if they know what they're doing, you just get hammer-broed. You just get axed. But if you don't have a choice, you have to run in and tackle them if you're going to stop it without an item.
Concerning the new levels, I discussed this with a couple of people, and it's a bit of another mixed bag with the new levels compared to the old ones, because with the new ones, you can lose players at times, and it actually kind of just feels a bit gimmicky.
Yeah, it wrecks the game.
Thunder Island. Is that one Thunder Island or whatever?
There's Thunder Island where you get blown off and there's no barrier.
So random.
The crystal level where your characters go on fire and disappear.
Yeah, I hate it when you get stuck with two players and then you're playing against someone who likes to knock them out. and you've just got one player left. You know, someone with Donkey Kong bashes your character and you're running around with Toad. There's nothing you can do.
But aside from a few little nitpicky things, which isn't the game's, well, except for the levels, it's not the game's fault, it's the player's fault.
I reckon all the levels are fantastic.
It is a really good online game.
Yeah.
Despite its flaws.
It's a good first attempt from Nintendo, so.
Imagine if this was a launch title for the Wii. Because this is essentially the first Mario game we've received for it, which is really strange, because you've received...
I wouldn't get your hopes up. Mario Strikers is made by a Canadian team. And, you know, North America are better at making online games than Japan are.
Yeah.
So it really depends where the game is getting made.
Well, honestly, the only two, what is it, Mario Kart... F-Zero is made in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah.
F-Zero, Smash Brothers, and Pokemon, and possibly Mario Party, they're the only real ones that I could think of off the top of my head that Nintendo would be making online. Other than that, most other stuff would be handled by outside parties.
Mm. Is Battalion Wars, is that made by an Eastern or Western developer?
Western, I think.
Okay, yeah. So that will probably have a fairly decent online thing set up as well.
I think it's a decent first effort for the Wii for online. It could have been a bit better. I would have loved to have seen this come early on. Just
you played like three games.
Yeah, I hope so.
A few more matchmaking options would have been good as well.
Yeah.
You're always set at three games. If you last through the three games, if you don't win,
and more power to communicate with people. If someone's in the middle of a game, you should be able to send them an invite.
Yeah. That's always something Nintendo's been a bit thing on with the whole online thing. Even for the DS, you haven't really been able to talk to people if they're playing a game.
Yeah. This time around, we can't sit in front of our computers and chat with each other between matches, so they really need some better ways to get matchmaking going with your friends.
Well, we've got ideas on that, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that in the future, if anything.
The point is, we shouldn't have to.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be up to us. But
So, out of a quick 10, what would you rate the game? We've got a review coming up within the next couple of days of this game, which gives it about
an
8. Toby, I believe. I have no idea what his alias is.
Isn't Toby Lumitones? Lumitones or whatever it was?
No.
I think so. Who's that?
No, it's not him.
But what would you rate the game out of a quick 10?
8.5.
You know, the whole package.
8.5.
Yeah, I'd be about in the same area. As I said, I reckon, like, all up, it's a nice little game for what it is.
I think after Zelda, it's the next best game on the system.
Excite Truck was the best.
No, it's not online.
Either
Strikers
is Zelda.
The best.
that's the thing I'm saying. If the Strikers had to come at the beginning, we possibly would have had Excite Truck online, Dragon Ball Z online.
That's Excite Truck 2. Excite Truck 2's online, remember? The pictures?
Have they announced that?
No, it was just...
That had me for a second. I was looking at that and I was like, huh?
For my score, I'm a little bit biased because I've spent the last 5-odd years playing the Devil system and using its non-free online setup. So while the Wi-Fi is a lot of fun, there is a lot of things that I know are missing. So overall, I'd probably only give the game 8 out of 10.
Well, no,
it's high.
Random matchmaking works very well. Like, you can't really complain that it only goes with people in the same country, because lag really kills it.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is there's not enough matchmaking options. There should be a few more, just so there's more variety, because they could easily do it. They just left it out to keep it simple.
Because it'll split up your community too much. Happens on Xbox Live games, and all of a sudden there's not enough people because they're all playing different modes.
Well,
you've got
one thing,
your friend matches if you want to play specific modes, and you've got random matchmaking, which
friend mode,
works.
Yes, random matchmaking should just be stock standard. You're going to play this, otherwise...
Sorry?
Look, we've ranked random battles. It should just be stock standard. Here's how the game, normal game mode. Friend battles, I'd have no problem with. Able to customize the wildest dreams, but
I just think you should be able to invite people. Like, if your friends are playing random matches, you have to invite them when they're in between. You know, when they've gone back to the menu, and normally you go straight back into ranked, don't you?
I think it's a brilliant effort from Nintendo. So, yeah, and
the game itself is good. Who cares about the features?
Alright, well, we could keep talking about Strikers forever, but we better not, because this podcast has already gone on for 60 minutes, I think, so we'll get into...
Anything else played this week?
Oh, that's probably better.
I played LEDs, and while we had a blackout, I was playing Puzzle Quest.
Is that... I've got to... Everyone keeps... We should look at getting that one.
You should. You
Set
should.
Set Lizards out this week.
Sorry?
Set Lizards out this week.
I'll just get Puzzle Quest instead.
Get neither and buy a 360. What have you been playing this week, Flamey? Anything?
Pokemon, probably, really.
How many hours in that 100, now? 200?
170.
Fair
I'm trying to... I'm umming and ahhing about going to the Pokemon thing in July. So I'm just trying to sort of sort out what the team would be that I'm building up for it.
All legendary.
If you
no, I'm
just...
not doing a legendary team. I'm actually just trying to make a real competitive team of normal stuff. So actually, for once, just looking at individual stats and everything, probably put more effort in than I have before.
What is it? Do you play with full team of six Pokemon?
I think, from what I've read, you get to have a team of a minimum three. So what I'm thinking is the battles will be 3-on-3, but you can have six to choose from.
Oh, okay.
Which actually adds a fair bit of strategy.
With six Pokemon, games will go for hours, even at level 50.
Yeah, I think they got a time limit on games as well. So,
if you run out of time, what happens?
I think whoever's got the most points left.
I played a 6v6 level 100 Pokemon game once, and that was it. That was enough for me. We played it for 3 hours. Went to have lunch, came back, and my friend's little sister had wrecked the game. And then it finished another hour later.
Just thinking about long games, I remember playing Advance Wars against someone once, and not doing that again, because it just took forever.
Mm.
Something else before we talk about the Wi-Fi nights we just had? Which are actually a really big surprise. I don't know, as far as other ones in the past we've gone recently.
Nothing huge to talk about, except we'll probably be having it Friday and Saturday from now on, even though there was more people there Friday. But there wasn't. We can't exactly go by this weekend, as half of the eastern coast did lose its power, so can't exactly gauge a proper idea because of that.
It was a lot of fun. I got 2 or 3 online games. Got a few good rounds of Jump Ultimate Stars against Korra and that guy whose name I can't pronounce.
Opalopolis?
No, worse than that. EXCSTM or something, I don't know. That was heaps of fun, and also played a bit of Tetris.
Extreme J?
No, may have been.
Anthony, have you challenged any of the forum members at Strikers yet?
Forum
members.
Forum? No.
No, okay, so you're...
I challenged you last night, and you went off and played the Devil Machine.
Yeah, well, I've won 4 in a row, so I'm not giving up that. So just a note to everyone who wanted to challenge me, I'm not playing anyone ever again.
Oh, what about me? I suck.
In fact, I quit Strikers altogether, just so I can stay 4 up.
Undefeated.
Play me, I suck.
And then what happens if someone else gets 5 undefeated in a row?
Then I'll just go solid snake on their ass and put a knife to their throats. No, I won't. I'm not that violent. Okay, let's jump into questions now. The first one and the second one is from Retro Man.
We gotta go with the second one.
Oh, why not? I won't exactly say what he said, but both from Retro Man, who's become the only person who actually gives us any questions.
Because the rest of you guys suck, can't be bothered making up new questions.
His first one is, do you believe that there is a certain age where people can grow out of games? Long answer, no, because the average...
Long answer, no.
Well, I'm adding on to that. I said because the average age of gamers is about 35, so it doesn't really seem like there's a particular age where they just kind of get bored of it. It just keeps going
Should it matter how old you are? Like, I'm 24. I still enjoy watching Japanese anime, reading comics, playing video games. I'm probably the biggest nerd going around there right
now. You don't grow out of it, but you do tend to... A lot of my friends don't play games at all anymore.
Other stuff comes up.
Yeah, you get...
As long as
girlfriends,
that's all that matters.
Yeah, what are they? That's funny.
Like houses.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Working. I told my friends about the Wii, and he's like, no, when I get home, I'm too tired. I don't want to wave around a controller. I'm like, look, just play it. It's good. No. You don't grow
out
of it.
He's a soft, I think.
He's emo.
He's a bit of a softy.
He's not emo.
Get home from work and you should just be doing leaps because you're home, you're not at work anymore. You shouldn't be tired. That's just not right.
And then there are other people who play WoW and don't really like work, and then that's all they do.
Damn, yeah, come on. Well, there's a lot of WoW players that are actually, they actually lead very good social lives.
Not my brother.
Having
said that, if there was a Pokemon MMO, I'd be the exact same.
Maybe there will be a Pokemon MMORPG in the future.
We friend codes, you need to have everyone's friend codes.
10 billion friend codes, that would be an unbelievably awesome setup. Now the second question, I won't specifically say what he asked, is Jack Thompson
yes.
a bad person?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Starts with a W.
Yes.
yes. He's not really he's a tool, but I wouldn't say he's a W and with an R. He's kind of in a dreamland at this stage because he's lost a few of his, you know, his little attempts at getting back at video games, and now he just seems to be making up stuff and kind of, you know, ruining his reputation.
He started off well, and then when he makes all these claims and people actually take him up on him, and then he doesn't do good on the deal, that's when he's become a joke. So he did start out sort of on a good angle, as much as we hated him for it, but he's just sort of hasn't followed through. He's just trying.
He worked a completely different angle to the game, and so everyone's like, oh, he's stupid, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. But what he was doing was getting him money and making him a celebrity.
I think he lost it at the point those shootings recently in America, where he said this kid trained on video games, and yet they didn't even know anything about the shooter. They were still finding out, you know, what was his motivations and everything.
Why is it? Yeah, and they still say, oh, they played Doom. Doom came out 12 years ago. I was watching it. They trained on Doom.
That's the longest training ever. I don't even train that long.
If you can become an assassin by playing Doom. What version of Doom are you playing? Because all I know is, like, you couldn't jump, you had these weird, badly shaped sprites coming at you.
And I think the other one was he tried to sue Wendy's or something.
Oh, God.
For advertising the Wii, because they've got Manhunt 2 on it, so that's a killing simulator.
Just on the topic of Manhunt, has anyone seen lots of the screens of that?
No, I haven't followed that game at all, actually.
I'm kind of put off by it. It looks really full on. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'll be playing that. As much as I'm all for those kind of people, that's what people want to play, good on them, but it just looks a bit too much.
It's probably not our game, as our kind of game as Nintendo fans, when we're more into the, you know, the Mario, the colourful stuff.
We're more into the gameplay than violence.
It's going to help their image. A lot of people aren't going to be like, ooh, it's a kiddie machine. It's going to be there. It's a brutal killing man simulated machine.
I loved what was it, Killer 7 and Resident Evil 4. And actually, I really doubt Manhunt 2 will come out down here, just because the first one didn't make it, so us having no R rating.
That's alright, we'll just import it from Europe. Well, they probably won't get it either, because of Germany. Who knows?
Damn you, Germany. Worse than the French.
We'll just get it when there's a freeloader out. Whenever that will be. Sometime in the future.
It's taken a while.
Then all of a sudden we'll get cheats and stuff on Mario Strikers.
There we go.
Okay. So, yes, is Jack Thompson a W end with an R? I guess it's a yes.
In the end, I think he was right for what he did against Grand Theft Auto, that hot coffee thing. They probably should have completely removed that altogether.
Yep.
That was a bit off in the end, but other than that, other stuff he's just...
He's kind of lost the plot recently.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard anything
stupid.
We haven't heard anything from him recently, so maybe this is the end of Jack Thompson.
Great. It won't be.
Something Manhunt 2 will make him resurface.
We can look forward to something, though.
Yes. At least you
making
know...
Making more fun of him.
That's right. Okay. Well,
he's going to sue us now, I hope you know.
Yeah, he probably will.
Oh, well.
Well, he tried to sue Kotaku for their user comments, so...
He listens to us every day.
Maybe we should just delete this entire portion of the podcast. And people will have no idea what we're talking about at the end if FlameConda decides to leave this little bit in.
I'd never do that to you, Spirit.
Do we have a noob of the week before we close off? Don't believe there
Ubisoft.
Is this week. I think it's been...
Ubisoft. Cats. Sorry. We've already done them, haven't we?
Who have we done?
Ubisoft. We've already done them a few times.
Yeah, I think we've done Ubisoft. I think West Coast would be noobs of the week.
Go away.
Losing by a point to Essendon, who were written off at the start of the season for losing four games. Yeah, was it three or four games in a row?
Yeah, but they've been doing alright lately, haven't they? I don't know.
Well, that's just, they won two winners in 2 weeks now, so... I don't know if that's good, but they're still winning, so... West Coast could be noobs of the week, just for the fact that I chipped for them, even though I barrack for Essendon.
I know, Wush is not happy with the team right now, so... And everyone, again, everyone who lives outside of Australia has no idea what we're on about.
Yeah, I got no idea. Ask some better questions, people. People on the forums, ask some damn questions.
Noob of the week, people who don't ask us questions.
that's a good one, yeah. Let's give it to them. We'll actually make a plaque and send it out to everyone. That will make them give us more questions. All right, so that's our podcast for this week that took us 2 days to record. Flame Connor and I are in love with this setup that we've got. So thanks for listening, and we may be back next week if we can be bothered. So
Wi-Fi night Friday and Saturday again.
Why?
Interested?
What for?
I don't know. Didn't you say we're doing it every week?
No, I believe the next one will be for Pokemon. So that's not until next.
He
next
meant
week.
Every time we do a Wi-Fi night, it'll be on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, every time we do a Wi-Fi night. But the next one is next week anyway because of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Wait, next week as in 15th and 16th, or
as the in the 22nd and 23rd.
So we can worry about that next podcast.
We can.
So if anyone's just newly got the game and wants to battle your level 5, pick up against all of us who imported, go for your life.
Go for your life. But, you know, battle me because I've only played for 20 hours and my Pokemon are pretty crap. I do. Okay, so that's it for the podcast this week, and we will see you again later.
Bye. Do you really want it?